Blog Talk Radio.
Do you let your girl stress you?
I just have to say, you know, you don't make as much noise as I make, you know,
They might like it a little.
But I mean, don't make that much noise. Don't be like, oh, give it to me, please. No.
Wait a minute. So if I told you that I didn't want you to go down on me, unless we was married, you would leave me? You would move
on?
Yes,
I would.
That's so fucked up.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to bless you right now. He's going to the wall, stand down.
I'll nut it,
wipe my pussy with it. I ain't lying.
Oh my god. Wow. I tell you, I'll wipe my ass. It'd be some dry doodle on there. That's the dirt of Jesus. How about that? You gave me the blood of Jesus, I'm giving you the dirt of Jesus.
You are now tuned in and you are rocking with the best. Six Colors Radio, Jewel's baby, and my co-host, of course, Soleil Mysterious. We in the building, so get ready.
We in the building, so get ready. So get ready. No doubt, what's good? It's Six Colors Radio. It's the Sunday Takeover, and I am Jewel's baby with my co-host, Soleil.
Hey, yo.
Is in the building. What's good with you, Soleil?
What's up?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm hyper. I'm ready. I'm hyper tonight.
I'm ready, but I don't know what I'm ready for, but you know.
You ready for? You ready?
I'm ready for something.
You ready for something? I'm ready for something, too. I'm ready for something, too. Yeah, so no doubt. Mysterious, what's good?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yo, I'm hyper tonight, y'all, for real. Y'all gotta excuse me.
I missed you guys.
Oh, I missed you. Oh, the baby, come give me. Oh, slow motion.
I'm running
in slow motion right now. If you could see me right now, I'm actually doing it, and I'm running in slow motion, and I got my arms wide open to give you a hug, and it's going, and it's going. Whoa.
Can't
see?
Hurry up.
No doubt, yo. We're back in the building at Six Colors Radio. We'd like to welcome everybody to the show. All the new listeners, we'd like to welcome y'all to the show. I hope you guys are ready to enjoy yourself and experience a Six Colors Radio show. I mean, it's like no other. Can't be duplicated. It just can't. You know what I'm saying? So sit back, relax, enjoy yourself, join the chat room, meet some cool-ass people, because they're always cool people, and that's where the cool people hang out, all right? That's where all the cool people hang out. They hang out in the chat, all right? So, yo, go check out the chat. To all the other listeners that continue to support Six Colors Radio, we'd like to welcome you, of course, because you know you guys are in our VIP section, of course. You know, y'all get an upgrade of the red Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying, instead of the orange, no doubt. All right? So Christmas. How was Christmas?
My Christmas was good. It was really good. My day after Christmas was better, but, yeah, my Christmas was good.
Well, what did you do?
I overdosed on food.
She said she overdosed on... Not overdosed on food, though.
Still full, yes.
No, I never... Man.
Yes.
Not overdose.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
But
Mysterious, how was yours?
Oh, man. We had a quiet Christmas this year. It was just
quiet.
Me and... my family. So it was cool. I mean, Christmas, I got everything I wanted because I picked everything out with my mom. But it was cool, I guess, for what it was.
That's what's up. That is what's up. My Christmas was great. Woke up at what time? 5 o'clock in the morning. Then I looked at the clock. I mean, my alarm clock went over 5, of course. And I looked at it, I'm like, laid down for another 20 minutes. But got up, went to enjoy the Christmas with the... went to enjoy the Christmas with the kids. Y'all gotta excuse me, cause so late. Yo, but yeah. But anyway, I went in to the group home, you know, the underprivileged kids, and that's what I do. I've been doing that for like 5 years now. I go spend most of the holidays, which is the most important ones, which is Thanksgiving and Christmas. I go and I chill with them, so it was fun. I went and opened presents, and we had some Cinnabons, and we had my trusty sidekick fix the kids some Cinnabons who didn't want to get out the bed, but I drug her out the bed, and she felt good about herself after. It was a good way to, you know, cleanse your soul a little bit. But we did that, and after we went to my brother's house, which I was kind of dreading, and I love my brother, don't get me wrong, but his wife, you know, she's a little iffy. But we went to my brother's house, and all good. Everything was great. We had a good time, came back, and just knocked out. You know what I'm saying? So I can't complain about anything, you know. It was a good Christmas this year. It's one of my better ones. So I can't complain. Yeah. I got, I didn't really ask for nothing. I'm not an asker, so I really didn't ask for too much. But I got, they know to get me gift certificates. That anybody out there, all you got to do with, let me tell you, birthday, Christmas, whatever, just give me a gift certificate to like Best Buy, and you're good. That's all I want. Best Buy certificates, that's it. Nothing else, you don't got to go to me. Nothing else. Or Foot Locker. But whatever. But that was about it. We had a good time. I hope everybody else enjoyed the Christmas and had a merry, merry Christmas. Yo, understand, this is the last show before the New Year. Last show before the New Year. Oh, my God. How fast did that fly?
We're going to grow old together, y'all.
Yeah, we're going to grow old together.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll be serious in our wheelchair, and you'll be walking behind me with a cane. That would be so sexy.
That's crazy. Well, so listen, what we're going to do, yo, we're going to talk about the new year. We're going to talk about what happened last year before the new year gets out. We're going to talk about our resolutions. This should be interesting for the new year. So y'all stick with me. Go get your friends, your families, your boos, or whatever it may be, and tell them to check out Six Colors Radio right now, because we definitely in the building. And, we're definitely in the building. I'm getting distracted. Yo, we're in the building, Six Colors Radio. I'm hyped. I'm about to go calm myself down. So what we're going to do, we're going to play, you know, our old school joint, you know, the day, and then we're going to get into the topic of the night. So y'all make sure y'all keep y'all ears glued, you know what I'm saying, to your computers or whatever it may be, your phones. I'm going to give y'all the number right now because I want y'all to call in. 646-478-5726. Again, the number is 646-478-5726. So we're going to do our old school, and then we're going to get into the new school. So because the Six Colors Radio, it's the Sunday Takeover, it's the Leia Mysterio and Joelle's baby. We in the building.
Hey, what it is? This your boy Psycho, Trap Mob Entertainment. I'm in the building, you know what I mean? On Six Colors Radio with my girl Jules, my girl Celia, and my girl Mysterious. You know what I mean? We in here kicking it. So call up here and holler at your boy, you know what I mean?
So gone over you. Yeah. New Monica. Silly on me. Devoted so much time to find you on paper, boy. I nearly lost my mind. drive past your house every night in an unmarked car, wondering what she had on me to make you break my heart. Let the sun beat you home. I ask myself over again, what am I doing wrong to make you stay out all night? And I think the call, what does she have over me to make it not think to call? Sometimes I have to fight cause my mouth too slick. Baby, why you doing it like I ain't worth it? Make me wanna ride past your house and sit. Kick down your doors and smack your chick. Just to show your Monica not having it. So in love with you like a drug habit, get. You treat me so unreal.
What she do, I do better. What she did to make it love.
What she did to
Monica needed me. She was reaching out for me. You know what I mean? She was reaching for me.
Aww.
Oh, what was that?
Sorry.
Yo. That was like some. That was like some immature porn just now. Excuse us. Excuse us. If you're just tuning in, this is not the porn show. If you're just tuning in, all right?
I'm sorry.
Yo.
I had got something special from somebody special, and yeah, it really, really touched my heart.
Oh Lord!
It got to me. That's why I had to say, oh yeah, but whatever.
Oh.
I didn't have to be that very seductive with it. I'm sorry, everybody, if I made y'all.
Like her drawers got wet. Just oh. Damn. Yeah. Well, anyway, we back in the building. Yo, if you just tuning in, we'd like to welcome y'all to Six Colors Radio. Of course, it's the Sunday Takeover. And it's the last show before the new year begins.
So
new
excited.
Year already.
Oh, nice.
Man, where did it go?
Damn, really?
Where has it gone? For real. So right now we're going to talk about the year. We're going to talk about your most memorable moment this year. We want to know what your most memorable moment was this year. And we also want to know what your resolutions. What are you doing this year? What are you going to try better or do in your life?
Y'all going to have to give me a minute.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, so let's, I mean, I know one of my, let's go to a caller first. Before we start, let's go to this caller. Let's go to a caller. Caller, 336, what's good?
What's the deal, what's the deal?
Oh, shit. Blast from the past.
Good.
I see a black ghost. What's good? What's going on?
Man, I'm here.
Yeah, that's what's up.
How's your
Christmas?
Moment,
but yeah,
and Christmas was—it was just another Thursday. That's all it was.
That's it.
I feel you.
Christmas was so late. You could have came and party with the family. We don't have.
Yeah. What was I supposed to do? Hitchhike down there?
Huh?
Yeah, I was supposed to hitchhike down there.
Shit, I got you.
Let me start that $2. Let me get $2.
We gotta work on it.
Okay, I'm about to say. Did you get your check from school? I'm saying though.
Right.
I mean, for real.
Let's go.
She got that first disbursement. Let me find out.
That's a show, yo. So it's, I mean, yo, New Year. This the last show.
Oh, man.
Until next year. I mean, a year's gone by already. That trips me out.
I'm ready for this shit to be over. They can have this whole year back, for real.
They got it back?
They can wrap this up and just burn it all, for real.
Man. Really? Like you got a memorable moment?
Memorable moment on TikTok?
Memorable moment.
On TikTok?
Let's see.
For real?
Any moment. On Six Colors Radio? Oh,
yeah,
man.
I
had one.
Moment. I mean, because I think the most memorable moment was when Jules called the pastor.
I was just going to say that.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was a good moment. Go ahead. I'll let you go ahead. What's yours?
My memorable moment on the show first. Was when everybody, I'm going to put y'all on blast for y'all people that don't listen to the show, only want to listen when Ken is on the show. Yeah, so the Ken show is like my most memorable moment because the chat room was off the chain. And then it's like the next week everybody was gone and it's like, dude.
Yeah, you know, whatever. We still love our listeners and our people that be in the
y'all show. Phony.
We still love them. It's all good.
But my most memorable moment this year of my personal life, it has to be when I got the phone call that my granddad was dead.
Yeah,
like that was mad crazy, for real. But yeah, they can have this whole fucking year back. I'm ready to give this shit back. It's all over. I'm not even going clubbing for New Year's. I'm taking my ass to church. For real. I'm not even feeling the whole club thing. Real shit.
Clubbing. Oh, let me see.
I have another memorable moment.
What is yours?
Okay. I can finally say that Soleil is off the market. My memorable moment last Friday.
Wait a second. I don't mean to cut. Hold on. Time out. Flag on the play. I don't mean to cut you off. But I need to meet this person because they didn't get my approval.
Oh my goodness. Wait.
So. If she is listening, if you are listening, Soleil's boo or whoever,
she need to call in.
FYI, I'm watching you.
She need to call in so I can interrogate her.
Yes.
I told her, I said, I'm going to need you to call in. She said, no.
Oh, we're watching you. We still got to have a talk. Don't think you ain't in the family yet. You're not in the family yet. I still got to talk to you.
Friday at 2 p.m., yes, I became attached to my baby. Hi, baby. I know
well, we about to interrogate her, so she need to call in.
We ain't doing no hi baby stuff right now until I get to talk to her. She is not baby yet.
That's funny.
Not
she
baby yet.
Playing with her.
Baby yet.
I know, so they just don't understand.
Wait, she say, tell them they can watch me if they won't. Ooh!
Oh, I'm a what? Oh, no. Oh, she just don't know. She don't know how deep Six Coast Radio security is right now.
Okay?
I do have security. I know that.
Yeah, she don't know. Okay. She don't. She, oh, girl, you don't know nothing about that right there. You don't know nothing about right there.
Wait, hold on. Both of y'all talking and somebody quiet. Mysterious?
Mysterious is upset.
Okay. Wait.
Go ahead. No. Mysterious, tell how you feel. Let it put it down.
I'm gonna cry.
You gonna cry?
Oh no, don't cry. It's gonna be a new year.
A new year.
New year, new what?
Nothing without Soleil.
What happened? Oh.
My
year,
she
said she has nothing without Soleil. You still got me, honey. You just don't have me, you know, relationship wise, but you still got me.
So she had to throw that little part in there like that, though. It just punched her in the face like that. That's fucked up. I don't think you should take that.
You know what?
Don't take that abuse.
Not instigate. Please don't.
No,
don't
you just gonna slide that little part in there real quick. Like, well, not relationship-wise and everything, but your M's still here. Like, for real?
I still love y'all. I still love y'all to death.
That's like a punch in the chest for real. Like, seriously.
It ain't like I'm leaving. God, I just said I got a girlfriend. Goodness. But yeah,
well, Mysterious.
Hmm?
If you need counsel, I'm here for you. I'm here. I got you.
Counseling.
Yeah, man, I got you.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
So, Mysterious, can you gather yourself? Do you have it in you to tell us one of your moments?
I don't have one yet.
You don't have one?
Oh, no, not yet. Let me think about it.
I'll tell you one of my favorite.
Oh, God, she's laughing, so it has to be funny. Okay.
One of my favorite moments, and I don't know, Soleil, I think I told you, but, you know, I don't think you were here for this show, but one of my favorite moments was a caller who called and she was completely clueless. Like giving her shout outs. And we were
she talk about hello.
Yeah, that was a real slow moment.
That was one of my good moments right there. And of course, like, the pastor show was a good one. All of them have something I take with me, and I just sit back and I laugh.
Where is Stephanie?
That shit was hilarious. A lot of shit was funny. We had a good time with a lot of our artists who came through. A lot of them came through. We had a lot of good artists come through. Hopefully, we have a whole bunch more lined up. We do have Ken coming back to the show.
Yay.
See, look at them. They about to watch the whole chat room about to light up. Like, Ken on the show? No, not really. No.
Nah, they're about to come back.
You
know what I'm saying? I do have that exclusive joint from them. We're gonna rock that out in a minute, no doubt. So they're gonna be back in the building, but we're gonna have a lineup of people, good people, to come on the show. So y'all, if you want somebody on the show, please, sincere. I'm still working on that. I need once again because I haven't really gotten a chance to use my laptop. To send me that link again.
Okay.
So I'm gonna work on that. Definitely work on that, and we're gonna get that person on the show. But if you have somebody in mind, yo, send it to me, request it, and we'll try. You know, I really will hustle. I hustle, try to get the people on the show that you like. So if you really want somebody, then make sure you hit me up. Hit Six Coast Radio up and let us know. All right. So let's go to a caller. I don't know who this caller is, but we just going to go to them because they seem like they're private. Go ahead. Let's go to this caller real quick. If we can get to them. If we can get to them. Yo, caller, what's up?
Ken's going to be on the show.
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Nah, they're going to be on the show the week after New Year's. So you'll... Oh, she hung up! That's funny.
That's funny.
I just told y'all that's what was gonna happen.
Nah, that's all cool.
That's why she called private because she didn't want nobody to lie to her.
Yeah,
Yo, I'm still laughing at you, whoever you were.
That's funny. But nah, they're going to be on the show, no doubt. Probably like the week after New Year's, I got a little text and a call from IQ, so we're going to hook something up. Definitely, like I said, if you guys feel like you need somebody on the show or you want to hear somebody and, you know, just vibe with them, let Six Colors Radio know. Hit us up, leave us a message on www.downlink.com/Six Colors Radio. Yeah, I know. And then,
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, definitely. And hit us up on sixcolorsradio@yahoo.com. If you have any requests, we'll try to get them. It doesn't necessarily have to be a music artist. It can be a poet. It can be a business owner. It can be whatever. As long as it's legit and they're on their grind, then, yo, we want them on the show because we want to spread the wealth and make sure everybody knows what's going on.
Oh, I got another person in mind too. Why you saying that? Yes.
That we you know, we like to support people who are doing their thing. So definitely hit us up. I mean, our track record is all good. Ask about us. We're everywhere. Understand that. Can't be duplicated. No doubt. All right. So listen, we're doing New Year's resolutions. What are y'all doing differently this year?
So my resolution is to, I can't say it right now. I'll tell y'all in a second.
Wow.
I had to tell y'all that in a minute.
Yeah,
I can get that one out right now.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, my resolution, actually, I don't have resolutions. I make goals, and I try to stick to them. So I have a couple goals that I need to really and truly stick to. You know, to help myself as well as others. So, yeah.
My I don't do resolutions either. I like to think of realistic goals, not far-fetched goals that I'm gonna make a million. I mean, it's possible, but you know, not gonna say, oh, I'm gonna make $1 million, $2 million, and blah blah blah. You know, I'm not gonna say that. But I do have realistic goals where my goals are one. I am going to be out of the state of Massachusetts by this year. I'm out of here. That's one of them. I need to get out of here. It's one. So what I'm doing, I'm taking. What I'm doing is I'm taking suggestions. I'm putting five names in a hat, five states in a hat.
Wow.
Whatever state I pick out, because I don't know where I want to go. Like, I just don't want to be here. I just need something different. I need to explore other things.
I mean, so if you pull things out the hat, guess what? It's only
five. Five names. Five states that I want to be. That, you know, I'm taking suggestions. I'm open for suggestions, you know, whatever it may be. I'm open, you know, so I'm trying to get that situated. That's one of my realistic goals is to be out of here. Also, I want to start a business. So that's another one of mine. I'm trying to get the pieces together for that as well. I want to start a business. I'm not going to say what type of business yet, but I've been working on it. No one really knew I was working on it, but I've been trying to sort out the details, you know. So that's two. Three, they say I'm not nice.
Wait, how can you say that?
People say I'm rude, but, you know, it's not me being rude. It's just being truthful.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be nicer, but I don't think it's going to work. But I'll put effort, you know, to try to be better, you know. And I'm not going to, you know, stress. I'm not going to stress too much this year. I had enough. 08 is going to be left behind where it's supposed to be. You know? Past is the past.
Yeah.
You're passing your, you know? Mm. You're passing the past and try not to bring your past in your present.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, you know, you just got to make a lot of realistic goals for yourself and just do the right things. And I'm going to get some ass.
I know that's right.
Wait,
I'm working on that come Friday. Come Friday, I'm working on that
ass.
One.
Uh-oh, I feel that song coming on. I'm going to get your ass. That's going to be it.
Tomorrow.
I'm gonna get your ass. That's what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's
funny.
One of the things. That's what I'm gonna do. And
I hope you play that song next.
Oh, it's coming. You know it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm working on that come Friday. Oh man, Friday. No doubt. So yeah,
that's
you know, all
right,
those goals.
That's
all
right. That's all right.
Get yours, 'cause I know mine was. I had to pencil that in. Like, you know what, Friday.
He said,
yeah.
You had to pencil it in.
I had to pencil that in Friday. Yeah, that's
I'm about
down.
To pencil mine in right now.
I'm
about to pencil mine in.
Yeah, but guess what? I would have had to call in 6 Colors Radio and be able to make it.
It's
gonna be a moment before I come back, okay?
I know. Salae would have been. Salae would have been in my message box.
It's gonna be like some theater music in the background when she come back.
Yeah,
yeah.
The little movie guy is gonna be in the background.
Won't you go on, won't
okay.
The hit
she gonna be like back by Popular Demand. After her long stint vacations.
No,
and she had to go handle her business.
Okay.
Please put the heads together.
Vacation.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Taking me a trip to Florida. Yes, I am.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, you ain't taking no trip. Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not going down until I meet. Yo, she needs to add me. She got. Yo, hold on. So, Lays Boo, if you have Yahoo Messenger, you need to add me because I need to know who you are. So they can't leave the state of Texas until I know who you are. Understand that. I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know how it go down. All right? I'm just letting you know. Shit. Anyway,
yeah,
yo, so
fine.
Listen. We want to know your New Year's resolutions, goals, whatever it may be. So make sure you call in and check us out right now, 646-478-5726. What we're going to do, we're going to go into a commercial so y'all can get y'all thoughts together and call up and let us know if you have any moments in Six Colors Radio that was stuck in your head and just made you laugh, you know, made your day. Also, we want to know what your goals are, your resolutions, your goals, or whatever it may be. So like I said, the number again is 646-478-5726. So right now, what we're going to do, we're going to play getting some, because that's one of my resolutions and goals. I'm going to get me some. I'm going to get me some before 08. How about that? Six Colors Radio, no doubt.
Okay, see, yeah. I'm getting some. I don't know if y'all ready for this one. See, I'm getting some. You're going to have to pay attention. I got a little story to tell.
Hey, yo, I met her at the pizza shop. Called my name, I said me, you said you, I said how's your day, and you admitted that you already knew my name, you said I was your favorite, and one day I'll be famous, that recipe she gave you, I thank you for the love, so I handed you a flyer, hope I see you at the club, you said hold up, don't rush, cue, please wait, today's not looking good, but tomorrow's looking great, she said this is what you gotta do, go up to that hotel room, I could meet you there, and it would be so rare to run into the specimen that stands right here, I said damn, okay, write your number down, maybe later we could play, I'm like, man, she's forward, time's unchanged, looking good in the street, and the ladies know my name, IQ. But I'm humble in the game, I do. I'm getting some ass, I'm getting some ass, I'm getting some ass, I'm getting some ass tomorrow.
Chick off Downey Lane. Told her I put her on my bed and on my bathroom sink. She said that's poppin', but tonight I'm going out of town. But tomorrow, girl, I promise we can get it down. And I'm just hoping she ain't playing, cause I'm ready to play. We can go from second to third day. A home run ahead, you screaming my name. So if you want it, leave your number on my face. Hey, and I ain't frontin', got what you want.
you hotter than the oven. I have you soaking. No, I ain't joking. Look nice with the know I have you turned out, girl. You so open. So baby, chill. You know the deal. We can get up on a loop and sweet, and that is so for real. From the jacuzzi until the couch, undo that blouse. Got me aroused. Ow.
Down hallways.
Please,
good day.
Because that ain't gonna be sexy.
I'm gonna say good morning. Good day. Would you like a bagel?
O'clock in the morning, it's gonna be done.
Would you like some cream in your coffee?
Like a bagel.
I'm gonna be skipping.
You wanna go to Starbucks?
Yeah. We'll go to Starbucks. Borders. One of our Borders. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, y'all gonna know. I'm gonna put a bulletin. Y'all gonna see a big ass bulletin. Jules got some ass. That's what's gonna be the subject. No doubt. So we back in the building. It's Cisco's Radio. We're back in the building. It's the Sunday Takeover, of course. And I am Jewel's baby with my co-host, Mysterious and Soleil. And of course, my security is in the building. Sincere is in the building. My security.
She's my security doubt. Too. So
yeah, I got
actually,
security.
No, I'm already. I'm secure. My baby got me.
What did I tell you about that? I'm not done. I am not done. She is
on mute. I have the mom on mute.
Hold on.
Wow.
Soleil.
Somebody already approved of her. Can we get
Okay. I'm not somebody. Hold on. Let's flag on the play. Somebody, where's my flag at? Somebody blow a whistle, something.
I'm blowing a whistle. How about that?
Well.
Listen. No, we're not doing the whole baby. I'm not done with my interview with her. Me and her, we talking right now. We vibing. There's no baby.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I'll tell you when I'm done, and then you can call her baby. Until I'm done with my interview, uh-uh.
All right.
I just want, oh,
yeah,
no. Yeah, we going to a car because, oh, no.
We got a call.
409 was good. 409.
Hey, what's good?
Hey, what's up?
Ain't that it?
To approve of my relationship, don't you?
You still going? Are you talking? Is Soleil still talking?
No, Soleil is gonna keep talking.
What's good, 409?
Not shit. Just at home. Forgot there was a show because I was on the phone running my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Cake it. Uh-huh. You're going to need approval, too. So we're talking about most memorable moments in Six Colors Radio, if you have one that sticks out.
I don't know. I got to think about that one. Only thing that sticks out in my head was when y'all were talking about past attorney, and you talking about wiping the drive.
Why everybody remember that one? Everybody, yo, I think I might have to go back and get that on. I'm gonna have to definitely get that so everybody can know, because I know a lot of people are, you know, you guys are a lot of new listeners, so they probably don't know Pastor Kearney like that. You know, that's my homeboy and everything like that. So we're gonna, I'm gonna try to do this maybe tomorrow if I really hustle. Try to get the show together, a couple clips from, you know, 08 by Thursday, so we can all enjoy a couple clips and, you know, of course the host and the listeners and, you know, because, you know, Six Colors Radio, I'm telling you, y'all, the listeners, y'all are the funniest.
After you get your command.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
So,
but, yeah.
You know, we're going to have to expect a text, like, early in the morning, like, morning.
No, that nigga's going to send a message, with a big-ass smile across her face.
That's what
I'm going to say. She's going to be smiling like Eddie Murphy. She's gonna be looking like Eddie Murphy and Nutty Professor.
Oh my goodness.
Talking about buddy love.
I had a moment yesterday when I spent time with my sister. That was really nice.
No, one of my shows was when I was with the Shitologist.
Oh,
and
Jewel is a shitologist.
I am the shitologist. Y'all can ask me anything about shit.
Y'all can ask me anything about shit, I can analyze it.
Okay, watch this. Okay, come on. Check this out. Y'all watch this.
What's a dingleberry?
A dingleberry. Okay. Let me explain to y'all what a dingleberry is. All right? You're on the toilet.
God, listen to us.
All right? You're wiping your butt. Now, you don't wipe it too good. So later on, your booty starts to itch. Right? And then you look, you go in the bathroom, you wipe, and you got that little dingleberry with a little piece of hair on it. It's hanging. That is a dingleberry.
God, like, really. Oh, my goodness. Awesome.
I'm a shitologist. I know everything, y'all. I can analyze your shit. I can do it. I can tell you what type of ship you have, or where it's, yo, I can tell you it all.
Whether
you know what I mean?
Or not.
Whether you're healthy or not, what color it is, if it ain't the right color, oh, it's time to see the doctor. You know.
It's a prostate check.
Need some fiber in your life. Some iron and shit. You need something in your life. You know what I mean?
My most memorable moment, I have another one. Like, me and my sister spent time together yesterday. And we don't do it often, but, you know, when we do spend time together, we just cut up. So, yesterday we had lunch, and we loved lunch. We love lunch. Okay. Anyway.
We love lunch.
So after we had lunch, I went back to her house, right? And we were 6 hours of corn, right? Oh, my God. Y'all, I seen this stud, like, fuck the shit out of this white girl, right? It was awesome. And I mean, the sexy.
It was awesome.
Yeah. The white girl called her daddy.
Was it wicked awesome?
Huh?
Was it wicked awesome?
It was wicked awesome.
Oh,
I mean,
cool.
It was
cool.
So good.
Oh,
it was
God.
So good. Like, I was just, you know, I had to text my babe, and I was like, babe, we gotta do a flick. We're gonna do a porn, and we're gonna have a BYOP party. That's gonna be awesome. I think it's so
wow.
Good. I was like, yeah. That's me. No, you know.
Well, also, I don't even know what to say about that.
We're going to have a BYOP party.
Y'all ain't having nothing until she get approved, so you can keep
BYOP.
You can keep daydreaming all you want until she get approved.
Mm-hmm.
So
they got to go to the clinic and everything. Like, that is all involved in that.
Yep. You got
to do the whole clinic thing?
Yep, you got to do everything.
Well, I mean, of course I was going to do the clinic thing anyway.
Or you won't be getting no ass. Or you won't be getting no ass. You won't be getting no ass tomorrow. Not never.
For rare.
No doubt. Yo, Six Colors Radio, we in the building, of course, and we're just talking about moments in Six Colors Radio. 2008 is coming to an end, and a whole new year is coming. So, yo, grasp it. All right?
Yo, any Stephanie moment was my favorite. Stephanie is hilarious.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. So, yeah, so we're talking about, we want to know the moment you had, any resolutions or personal goals that you have. Let us know. The number is 646-478-5726. Again, the number is 646 478-5726. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to go to a caller right now. 330, what's good?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, I'm doing great.
That's what's up. Me and my friend are just listening for the first time. You know, so we just like clicked on the link from Dowlink or whatever. We wanted to know how old you guys were.
How old we were?
We're trying to get the hookup real quick. Look at this right here.
Look at this.
We're trying to be incognito. Let me find out.
Wait, I'm saying, y'all trying to make love connections? I mean, what's up?
Wait, hold up. Okay, so
put it this way. We're all 21 plus.
Above 21.
All 21. The Soleil got a girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah,
uh-oh.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. What you into? You like studs or fails?
That's my friend.
I like studs.
Huh?
I'm addicted to studs, honey.
I didn't hear you.
I said I'm addicted to studs. I have an addiction.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, so that was our friends. Okay, another question I wanted to say is, y'all are doing a really good job on the air or whatever, and, you know, I'm just listening. I love everything up until the Dingleberry.
listen. We just have fun on this show. You know, we just tell it like it is, and we just like to have fun. It's just like talking to your friends and stuff like that. So don't take anything to offense. I am a certified shitologist. I just had to tell everybody
you
that. Your phone is breaking up, sweetheart.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to tell y'all you're doing a good job, and y'all have a blessed show. I'm still listening. If I have issues, I'm going to call y'all back, okay?
All right. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Uh-huh. Much love.
Much love. No doubt. 330 in the building. We appreciate that. We always appreciate new listeners, of course. We were breaking up, so I hope you do get the opportunity to come back to another show or call back. We do appreciate it, so no doubt. 330, yo, we hope you have a blessed new year, all right? No doubt. So, yo, call back in, 646-478-5726. We are talking about resolutions and, you know, personal goals that you have for yourself. We'd like to know what you plan on doing. What I would love to see is the gay community step up. I know this is far fetched, but I would love to see the gay community step up and do a better job in the community and not be so against each other. I know that's not going to be kumbaya up in that motherfucker or anything, but you know, you can look at things a little different, look at things as, you know, how you want them to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, stop discriminating against each other. Like, we're fighting already with the straight community, so I mean, step up this year, you know what I'm saying? Step up. That's
okay, another stud on stud blog, I swear to goodness, man. Let them fuck each other. If that's what they want to do, you're not fucking them. What do it matter if they want to fuck each other?
I agree.
No doubt.
I mean,
no
really,
doubt.
Leave
so
them alone.
Yes, I mean, let people be happy. If they're happy with whoever they're with, then let them be happy. That's all. I just want to see the community step up a little bit. I like to see more people getting out and doing other things in the community. I would love to see that. You know, go volunteer and do something. You know, step your game up this year. There's so many gay teens
that get put out their houses and stuff just because, you know what I'm saying, they want to come out and be comfortable with their sexuality. And instead of, you know what I'm saying, riding past them on the street, you know what I'm saying, get them something to eat. You know what I mean?
It doesn't help.
Make sure they
I'm
got clothes.
Like, it's called the gift of giving. You feel so much better for yourself. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff, it'll come back to you, I swear. It will come back to you. Yo, just get right this year. Get right. I'm telling you. It'll come back to you. Yo, let's go to a caller and see what's good with them real quick. Let's go to a caller and see what's good. All I'm saying is just get right. 347, what's good? 347?
Did they get scared?
Now they're here, but they're not saying nothing. 347, what's up? Don't get scared. Hey, I just hang them up. 347, yo, call back. You know what I'm saying? Call back, call back. Don't get scared. We're all fam right here. We just want everybody to be, you know, just be right within yourself. I'm telling you, you'll feel so much better about yourself when you just get right. I mean, like I said, go to a shelter, go to a school, go to, I don't know, you have 1,000 pairs of sneakers and shoes and clothes, go donate it to somebody. Don't look for me. I've already donated, and I just keep getting more. But, you know, I donate my time, and I think I put in my time every year, you know. So
mentor somebody or something.
Yeah, mentor somebody. Give to those who are less fortunate. Just get right with yourselves. I'm telling you, you'll feel a whole much, I mean, just better. So stop thinking you are the only one in this world and you are the shit, because you're not. All right? Why don't you do that?
But listen, making some complaints about things and not doing nothing about it, like, for real. It's not going to change if you just keep sitting there complaining about it to yourself.
Yeah, no doubt. So just step your game up. That's all I want to see in the community. I want people to get along. I know we all not getting along, gotta get along, but stop judging people for what they like and who they like. I mean, that makes no, I mean, in all actuality, it makes no sense for you to judge somebody else in your own community when you're getting judged outside the community. It just, it boggles my mind. It still trips me out to this day, but it is what it is, and that's how the gay community is. But, yeah, hopefully we'll see some type of changes this year. 09, new change. We got 347 back in the house. So let me see if we can get 347 up in here. They're getting shy. 347, what's up?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Good. I'm doing good.
How's everybody else doing?
We're good.
Good.
That's good. That's good. I had,
I said,
bye. Okay. I had a comment on the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
My resolution is to get my photography project up and going and a second job and a third car. That's my resolution.
I hear you. Hard work. Hard work and dedication to get you everything you want.
Yep, that's true. Definitely true.
Hard work, dedication, just focus. Stay focused. And I say to people all the time, all the people that don't matter in your life, that's not worth shit, that is not relevant in your life, get rid of them. Go through your phone. I guarantee there's at least two or three people in your phone that you don't even talk to, or they just want to fuck up your life for no reason. Get rid of those people. Those people, they, what are they worth? What are they doing for you?
Yep, you're right. And they're not. There's no reason for them to be there. They're just taking up space. And 9 times out of 10, it leads to drama and bullshit anyway.
Right. No doubt. Well, I hope you achieve everything you do and just keep focused. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. I just want to give guys a shout out. I listen as many times as I get, as many weekends as I try to, because I'm usually at work. Y'all doing a great job. I love the show.
I appreciate that.
All right. Have a good night, y'all.
Good night.
You too. No doubt. You know what I'm saying? Keep focused, people. Focus, focus, focus. You know, stop blaming everybody for what you can't do. You know what I'm saying? Get focused. So listen, what I want to do right now is I'm about to drop some exclusive Ken joint right now. All right, so y'all keep ready, y'all get ready. This song right here is called Cloud 9. It's by Ken for Life. Shout outs to Nori and IQ, no doubt. So here we go, Cloud 9.
We can roll up another one. Yeah, stoned.
Got a
medicinal weed. Gotta ID so I can see the cops, but they can't see me. Like Stevie, wonder if you got a light. Got a string hanging from me cause I'm higher than the kite. Right? That nigga care, he got the remedy. But every time I call, you can't remember me. Will he remember me? Cause I'm top clientele. And I ain't skipping things, call me Isaac. And my first love left me cause I smoked too much. So she ain't made rent in 18 months. 18 months, yo, you had to be high. Or you were too busy with your head up in the sky. Looking in your eyes, man, you gotta be joking. If it happened to a preacher, best believe he'd be smoked. Well, you know I was smoking, but that was my vice. But as I kept smoking, I got a little nicer. She got perturbed, but here's my concern. I never met an elder, got on my nerves, you do. She getting over fever, getting over goals, man. I don't take a break. And if I take a break, then I must not be awake. So, pardon, you really don't need to worry. Now we'd make come true in a hurry. Call them 720, hear it at 730. Whoa, let it us now. I got me some sticky green. I want you to smoke with me. A little touch with a beer chaser. And if you behave, baby, I'ma taste ya. I'm happy chasing mine with a little Henny. I wrote less the same size as little Penny. Sorry, mama, don't judge me, I'm just having fun. I think I'm about to roll me up another one.
Another one?
One.
Shoutouts to Ken. That was Cloud 9. Yo, they'll be back in the building, so make sure y'all come check us out. Look out for that. We had, 2 minutes left already. We got 2 minutes left into the show. We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. Yo, next time we'll be talking to you, it'll be 2009. So hopefully we'll see you on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Same place, you know, same place. We're here. Check out the bulletins at us on www.downlink.com/sixcolorsradio. Also hit us up on MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/sixcolorsradio as well. Like I said, if you have any requests, hit us up. Hit us up. That's all I gotta say. We got 1 minute left, so I don't know. Y'all wanna give a quick 2 second shout out. Go ahead, y'all. Anybody on this line?
Shout out to everybody, including my baby.
Alright.
Shout out to the fam. And that's it. We're about to take over 09.
No doubt. Mysterious? Mysterious is still hurt from Soleil.
Oh.
Sorry. I was going to give a shout out to Soleil, man. Her shout out to everybody else. So I love you guys.
No doubt.
Yeah,
I should have played. I'm gonna play a song for you Thursday for Soleil. For Mysterious. But no doubt, yo, Six Colors Radio, it's the Sunday Takeover, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to us and understand that Six Colors Radio is, I think this is about our third year almost. We're going on our third year of being
like
here. You know what I'm saying? I think third year from what I understand. So we appreciate you guys coming through and just staying focused and keeping up with us. So 3 years in the making. All I can say is thank you. Keep supporting us. Keep coming through at us. And come see us again, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursday Throwdown. It goes down. Yo, y'all have a great new year. Be safe. Next time you hear our voices, it will be 09. Yo, Six Colors Radio, Jewel's Baby Soleil, Mysterious, we out. Peace, y'all.